2015年上海高考英语听力试题。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Sorry, sir. Your room will be ready soon.
Don't you understand? I want to have a rest immediately.
Question. How does the man feel?
Two. Do I have to come back for further treatment?
No, but you need to come and have your teeth cleaned regularly.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Three. I have read all your books. You've just written a new one, haven't you?
Yes. It's about a film star.And will be translated into several languages.
Question. What is most probable about the man? Four. Could you bring my calculator back? I need it for my math homework.
Sorry, I dropped it. And now the on button doesn't light up.
Question. What is the man's problem?5. Andy, you've been standing in front of that sandwich counter forever.
Sorry, I just wish they didn't give me so many choices.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Six. Miss Chan, I was wondering if you could find out how I did on the midterm exam.
Sorry.Dr. White's out of town, and I'm not in the position to give out that kind of information.
Question. What does the woman mean?
7. What we need is a roommate who is neat and clean.
Let's write that in the advertisement. Neatness, a must.
Question.What are the two speakers most probably going to do?
Eight. I hear that Bob is planning to study abroad.
Not if I can talk him out of it. Believe me, I'm trying.
Question. What does the woman imply?
9. Is the snack bar always this deserted?
It's the end of the semester. Everyone's in the library.
Question. What does the man imply?
10. Look, it's going to pour. You'd better put your bike in the garage.
Why bother? It's been through a lot worse, and it still works fine.
Question. What will the woman most probably do? 2. B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages, and you will be asked three questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
In cities all over the world, people go to cafes to relax alone or with friends. But in many cafes in Korea, you can do more than that. You can relax and play with dogs at new dog cafes.The Snoopy Cafe is one of them. The dogs there are in cages around the room. First, you choose a dog. Then it comes out of its cage. You can buy food for it. The Bauhaus is different from the Snoopy Cafe. You don't have to choose a dog at the Bauhaus. All the dogs sit, play, or run around, while people drink coffee and eat sandwiches. You can play with all the dogs at the Bauhaus. Lori Chong goes to the Snoopy Cafe about once a week. She likes to play with Princess, her favorite dog. She often buys food for Princess, too. Lori likes to go to the Snoopy Cafe for many reasons. I love dogs, she says, but my apartment is too small for a dog. Also, dogs don't like to be alone, and I work all day. So when Lori needs to have some fun with a pet, she goes to the dog cafe to see Princess. Dog cafes are very popular in Korea, but they are not cheap. A cup of coffee costs about $3.50, but the fun is free.
Now listen again, please.
In cities all over the world, people go to cafes to relax alone or with friends. But in many cafes in Korea, you can do more than that. You can relax and play with dogs at new dog cafes. The Snoopy Cafe is one of them. The dogs there are in cages around the room. First, you choose a dog. Then it comes out of its cage. You can buy food for it. The Bauhaus is different from the Snoopy Cafe. You don't have to choose a dog at the Bauhaus. All the dogs sit, play, or run around, while people drink coffee and eat sandwiches. You can play with all the dogs at the Bauhaus. Lori Chong goes to the Snoopy Cafe about once a week. She likes to play with Princess, her favorite dog. She often buys food for Princess, too. Lori likes to go to the Snoopy Cafe for many reasons. I love dogs, she says, but my apartment is too small for a dog. Also, dogs don't like to be alone, and I work all day. So when Lori needs to have some fun with a pet, she goes to the dog cafe to see Princess. Dog cafes are very popular in Korea, but they are not cheap. A cup of coffee costs about $3.50, but the fun is free.
Questions. 11. How is the Bauhaus different from the Snoopy Cafe?
Why does Lori like going to the Snoopy Cafe?
13. What is the passage mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
We are hearing a lot these days about downshifting. So what is it? The term downshifting first appeared in 1994. It was coined by the Trends Research Institute to describe a new philosophy by which high achievers at work choose a lower salary in exchange for a better quality of life. According to a recent study, 4 out of 10 people under 35 years old are planning to downshift from stressful jobs to a slower pace of life. It's not just the dream of the young. It is also popular with 35 to 54-year-olds, 12% of whom are making plans to downshift, 6% hoping to have done so in the next 2 years. The study found that 7% of workers had already downshifted. Dr. Lucy Grant, a psychologist looking at the phenomenon, believes that downshifting is a dream that more and more people want to turn into a reality. People are not satisfied with their lives, and they want to make changes. However, Dr. Grant adds that some people will hesitate because they don't actually believe they can make it happen, while others will rush into downshifting to discover that their dreams end up with a financial crisis. So it's something that requires a lot of thought and planning to get right.
Now listen again, please.
We are hearing a lot these days about downshifting. So what is it? The term downshifting first appeared in 1994. It was coined by the Trends Research Institute to describe a new philosophy by which high achievers at work choose a lower salary in exchange for a better quality of life. According to a recent study, 4 out of 10 people under 35 years old are planning to downshift from stressful jobs to a slower pace of life. It's not just the dream of the young. It is also popular with 35 to 54-year-olds, 12% of whom are making plans to downshift, 6% hoping to have done so in the next 2 years. The study found that 7% of workers had already downshifted. Dr. Lucy Grant, a psychologist looking at the phenomenon, believes that downshifting is a dream that more and more people want to turn into a reality. People are not satisfied with their lives, and they want to make changes. However, Dr. Grant adds that some people will hesitate because they don't actually believe they can make it happen, while others will rush into downshifting to discover that their dreams end up with a financial crisis. So it's something that requires a lot of thought and planning to get right.
Questions. 14. According to the passage, what is downshifting?
According to a recent study, what is the percentage of workers who have already downshifted?
16. In Lucy Grant's opinion, why does downshifting require a lot of thought and planning?
Section C. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the number of blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on the answer sheet.
Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
SRT Electricity, can I help you?
Yes, I have a problem with my electricity.
Sorry to hear that. Your account number, please.
It's XW94702.
Okay. Our notes say that we arranged for an engineer to visit your house yesterday. Did he check the electricity?
No, he didn't. 5 minutes after he arrived, he had an emergency call and left.
I'm very sorry. I can arrange for another engineer to visit you on Wednesday.
Okay, but I have a meeting that morning. Do you have an exact time for his visit?
Is 2 o'clock okay for you?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
No problem.
Now listen again, please.
SRT Electricity, can I help you?
Yes, I have a problem with my electricity.
Sorry to hear that. Your account number, please.
It's XW94702.
Okay. Our notes say that we arranged for an engineer to visit your house yesterday. Did he check the electricity?
No, he didn't. 5 minutes after he arrived, he had an emergency call and left.
I'm very sorry. I can arrange for another engineer to visit you on Wednesday.
Okay, but I have a meeting that morning. Do you have an exact time for his visit?
Is 2 o'clock okay for you?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you.
No problem. Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Mount Kilimanjaro is the tallest mountain in Africa. Climbing it is no small task, especially for a group of 7 who are all disabled in some way. Here, we have one of the climbers, Mike, to share his experience. How do you feel about the climb, Mike?
It was a lot more difficult than we had expected. But we persevered and made it.
Why did you choose to conquer such a height?
We regarded this as a chance to prove the human spirit.
Really a tough journey. What did you do in time of difficulty?
We turned to each other for inspiration as we continued on the way to the peak.
So did you keep a record of the adventure?
Yes. We kept a diary of our travels online.
How long did the adventure last?
30 days. And we reached the top on June 5th.
Getting to the top was definitely the high point. Thank you, Mike.
Now listen again, please.
Mount Kilimanjaro is the tallest mountain in Africa. Climbing it is no small task, especially for a group of 7 who are all disabled in some way. Here, we have one of the climbers, Mike, to share his experience. How do you feel about the climb, Mike?
It was a lot more difficult than we had expected, but we persevered and made it.
Why did you choose to conquer such a height?
We regarded this as a chance to prove the human spirit.
Really a tough journey. What did you do in time of difficulty?
We turned to each other for inspiration as we continued on the way to the peak.
So did you keep a record of the adventure?
Yes. We kept a diary of our travels online.
How long did the adventure last?
30 days. And we reached the top on June 5th.
Getting to the top was definitely the high point. Thank you, Mike.